Okay, and we're ready.
谢谢 Chris, 谢谢 Melissa.
So we're going to look at our comprehensive, ultimate, eternal security. Is this on that? Yeah.
好，今天我们要看的就是我们完整、至终、永恒的保障。
And these are our cues not to fear.
这就是我们不要惧怕的线索。
When you realize how secure you are in Christ, you won't fear anything.
当我们明白在基督里我们有多么强大的保障的时候，我们就不用惧怕任何的事情。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Psalm 91.
天父，我们为了诗篇九十一篇感谢你。
It really is so relevant, really, to the whole world today.
它对今天的世人是相当相关的。
But it's so powerful for your people.
但特别对相信你的人来说是具有很大的能力。
Because for those who will meet the conditions, they can claim the promises in this psalm.
因为那些符合你条件的人就可以宣告诗篇九十一篇当中的应许。
And Lord, we know that we're going to experience many troubles in this world.
我们知道在这个世界上我们会经历许多的麻烦。
But you'll be with us and save us through all these troubles for your glory.
但是为了你的荣耀，在经历所有这些困难的时候，你会拯救我们。
So bless us now with deep understanding of your word.
所以求主现在祝福我们，让我们对你的话语有更深刻的认识。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So it appears that this psalm was written by Moses.
很可能哈，就是这篇诗是摩西写下的。
Specifically to encourage Joshua to lead him to lead Israel into the promised land.
特别是要鼓励约书亚带领以色列人进入应许地。
And we actually realize that God specifically charged Moses to strengthen and encourage Joshua.
而上帝就特别明确地吩咐摩西去鼓励而且坚固约书亚。
God was giving him a great task to accomplish.
因为上帝给约书亚一个很强大的任务去完成。
So he would need some great promises from God to encourage him to achieve those goals.
所以他需要从神来的应许来帮助他完成那个目标。
So why could Moses give Joshua such great divine promises?
那摩西为什么可以给约书亚这么强大从上帝来的应许呢？
Well, Joshua wholly followed the Lord for one.
一个原因就是约书亚全心的跟随耶和华。
Not many people in Israel wholly followed the Lord.
在以色列不是很多人全心跟随主。
Also, we're told God's Spirit was in Joshua.
圣经也告诉我们，上帝的灵在约书亚的里面。
Now Moses observed Joshua's character and faith for over 40 years.
摩西有四十年的时间观察到约书亚的品格和他的信心。
He saw all the battles, all the trials, and all the judgments of Israel, and how Joshua handled them.
他看到在所有的战事、试炼和审判当中，约书亚是怎么样的回应。
So under divine inspiration, Moses now could give Joshua.These great encouragements.
因此，在上帝的启示之下，摩西可以把这些上帝所有伟大的应许赐给约书亚。
And to anyone else who will emulate the character and faith of Joshua.
以及任何愿意仿效约书亚的品格和信心的人。
As Christians, you can wholly follow the Lord.
所以，作为基督徒，我们也可以全心的跟随主。
And as Christians, we know God's Spirit lives in us.
作为基督徒，我们知道上帝的灵住在我们的里面。
So these promises can be yours too.
所以这些应许对你来说也是可以的。
Okay, so let's observe the threefold inspiration by our Trinitarian God.
我们现在来留意一下三位一体真神的三层启示。
Okay.First, we see this psalm is written to encourage Joshua to fulfill his calling.
首先，我们看到这个诗篇是鼓励约书亚去完成他的呼召。
It encourages faithfulness.
他鼓励约书亚要有忠心。
Second, it's also got prophecies of Christ.
那第二个就是在这篇诗当中，我们也看到基督的预言。
And we know the Spirit of Christ was in Moses to empower him to testify beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow.
我们知道在摩西里面，那个基督的灵使摩西有能力去预先证明基督受苦难 后来的荣耀。
And when we see these prophecies, it inspires our faith.
那当我们看到这些预言的时候呢，它就更激发我们的信心。
And thirdly, it's written to motivate us to obey God.
那第三个就是它激励我们去顺服上帝。
It can empower us for ministry.
它可以赐给我们能力，从事服事神的工作。
But here's something very important.
但是有一件非常重要的事情。
I learned to write these three letters in front of some very important verses in my Bible.
我把这三个字母写在我的圣经的里面。
These three letters in English are FMI.
那这三个字母就是 F, M 跟 I.
And they stand for me if.
它代表假如是的话，就是对我说的。
You see, every Bible promise comes with conditions that must be met before the promise can be fulfilled.
因为我们晓得圣经的每一个应许都必须满足它的条件才会应验。
So if you find a great promise in God's word that you want to claim,
所以假如你要宣告圣经当中上帝一个伟大的应许，
remember to write FMI before.
记得在旁边你要写上 FMI。
And then you got to go look for, okay, what's the condition I have to meet to be able to receive this promise?
然后你要去找，我需要符合哪些条件才可以得到这个应许呢？
Okay. Now the greatness of the promises inspires us to make whatever sacrifices necessary to meet the condition.
那最大的应许会激发我们做任何必要的牺牲，去满足它所需要的条件。
And here's a great problem in the church today.
但是在教会里今天有一个很大的问题。
Many Christians claim God's promises by presumption rather than faith.
许多基督徒不是凭信心，而是凭着假定去宣告上帝的应许。
And that's because they're ignoring the biblical conditions to receive the promise.
那就是因为他们忽视了圣经所要规定的条件才能够得到这样的应许。
But you see, true faith comes from God's word.
那真正的信心来自上帝的话语。
And with every promise, there's going to be a condition you have to meet.
所以有每一个应许都有必须符合他这个应许的条件。
Okay. Now Moses called Hosea, who is Joshua in Hebrew.
摩西称何西阿，就是约书亚。
And he also gave him another name, Jehoshua.
另外，他也给他另外一个名字叫耶和书亚。
And in Hebrew, that means Jehovah saves.
那在希伯来文的意思就是耶和华拯救。
So by giving him this new name, he's really inspiring Joshua. It's God who's going to save you, Joshua.
所以摩西给约书亚这样一个新的名字，就是告诉约书亚，上帝会去拯救。
But the ultimate fulfillment of this psalm is in Yeshua, which is Jesus.
但是这篇诗篇最终的应验是在耶稣里面。
And The Hebrew Yeshua means salvation.
那耶稣啊的希伯来文的意思也就是救恩。
Now this is interesting for Jewish people.
那对犹太人说这一点相当的有意思。
For example, in Isaiah 12:2, it says, "The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my Yeshua, my salvation."
就是以赛亚书十二章第二节说，耶和华成了我的拯救。
So when Jewish people are reading the Hebrew Bible, they're literally having to confess, Yeshua, Jesus is my salvation.
所以当犹太人按着希伯来文来读圣经的时候，他们必须承认耶稣啊，就是耶稣是我的救恩。
And when we repent of our sin and are born again,
当我们悔改重生之后，
we bear the name Christian.
我们就披戴了基督徒这个名称。
That's Christ's name.
这就是基督的名字。
And it means follower of Christ.
而基督徒就是跟随基督的人。
Okay, and if we're truly a follower of Christ, these promises are for us.
假如我们真正是跟随耶稣的人的话，那这些应许对我们来说也都是真的。
Okay, now here's the supreme condition for this whole psalm.
那这个诗篇一个至上的条件是什么呢？
Okay.Security from countless dangers only comes from an intimate relationship with the Lord God.
在无数危险当中有得到保障，只有来自与耶和华上帝有亲密的关系。
So that's key, having an intimate relationship with God.
这就是关键，与耶和华上帝有亲密的关系。
You can find the safest place in the world.
你可以在世界上找到最安全的地方。
Right, with so many dangers in the world today.
今天世上有这么多的危险。
With crime skyrocketing in California.
好像在加州犯罪案上升。
With the plague that's going around, coronavirus.
还有现在的新冠病情的蔓延。
And now a new strain.
现在有新的变种。
And I believe it's going to be with us for quite a while.
我相信这个病毒会跟我们一段时间。
How can I be safe?
我哪里有平安呢?
Where can I go to be safe from all this?
在这一切当中，我到哪里可以找到安全呢?
Well, do you know where the safest place in the world is?
你知道世界上最安全的地方是哪里吗?
Right here, he tells us Psalm verse 1.
在诗篇九十一篇第一节说。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。
Okay, with Annie first in Chinese.
好，我们先来读中文，来。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
In English, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2.
第二节 ，That's verse 4.
Okay, verse 4.
好，一起来读第四。
Yeah, put the subject together.
好，读第四节，来，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Okay, this is the safest place in the world.
这是世界上最安全的地方。
And I know you're asking, what in the world does this mean?
那你说，哎，这到底讲的是什么？
Well, for any Jewish person, especially for Joshua and Moses, this was perfectly clear.
对任何犹太人，特别是摩西和约书亚，这非常的清楚。
Okay.Joshua experienced the shadow of the Almighty from the cloud and the pillar of fire over the tabernacle.
约书亚从会幕之上的云柱跟火柱经历了在全能者的荫下。
See, Joshua is there from the very beginning when God gave Moses the plans to build the tabernacle.
约书亚在当初上帝给摩西要建造会幕的时候，他就在场。
And after they built it, the glory of God descended upon the Holy of Holies.
当会幕建造好的时候，耶和华的荣耀就降在至圣所。
And during the day, that cloud covered the whole nation of Israel.
在白天，那个云柱就遮盖整个以色列会众。
And protected them from the heat of the sun.
保护他们不受太阳的炎热。
And at night, that cloud turned into a pillar of fire that covered the whole nation of Israel.
在晚上，这个云柱变成火柱，遮盖所有以色列人。
And this supernatural miracle of God took place every day for 40 years.
这个超自然的奇迹每一天在四十年中发生。
Okay. Joshua understood what it meant to be under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以约书亚十分明白什么叫做在全能者的荫下的意思。
God is pointing Joshua and us to learn from the tabernacle.
所以上帝跟约书亚和我们都指向要向会幕学习功课。
You see, the cherubim wings covered the holy place and the mercy seat.
我们晓得基路伯的翅膀在至圣所遮盖了圣所与施恩座。
So the bottom cover, which was the roof of the holy place and holy of holies.
最底下一层，最前面的是圣所。
It looked like this when you went into the tabernacle.
当你进到会幕当的时候，那个最靠近的覆盖呢，就是这样一个形状。
Was covered with cherubim.
就是基路伯绣的基路伯遮满了所有的圣所。
And when you went into the Holy of Holies, you'd go through this veil.
那你要进到至圣所之前，也会经过这一层幔子。
And this veil was also covered with cherubim that had wings.
那这一层幔子也用有翅膀的基路伯织上去。
And because the walls were made out of pure gold, they were reflected like mirrors. You would be surrounded by cherubim in the holy place.
圣所内的柱子都用金包裹，所以你在进去的时候，有灯光照的时候，这闪闪亮的就是天使的样子。
Okay. And then God's glory would cast a shadow.Of the cherubim wings over whoever entered into the Holy of Holies.
然后上帝的荣耀会照射基路伯翅膀的阴影在任何进入至圣所的人的身上。
See? Now Moses and Joshua, before the priests were ordained, they were allowed to go into this Holy of Holies.
那摩西跟约书亚在祭司还没有 被设立之前呢，他们可以直接进入这个至圣所。
And here's a picture painted by a Jewish person of Moses and Joshua under the Holy of Holies, the wings of God.
这是一个画家，就是画像摩西跟约书亚在至圣所敬拜的情形。
But because that glory of God ascended up from this mercy seat and covered all of Israel,
那因为上帝的荣耀从这个施恩座升上去，遮盖了所有的以色列百姓。
That glory of God would cast a shadow over these wings.
那上帝的荣耀就会根据这些翅膀照射出他的阴影。
And both Moses and Joshua experienced the shadow of the Almighty being under the cover of His wings every time they went into the Holy of Holies.
所以摩西跟约书亚每当进入至圣所的时候，他们就经历到这个翅膀的阴影遮盖到他们。
See, the mercy seat was where God said, "I will meet with you."
上帝也说，我要在施恩座那里与你们相会。
And Jesus is God's mercy seat today.
而今天。耶稣基督就是上帝的施恩座。
Now Joshua loved to abide in the tabernacle of God's presence.
约书亚非常喜爱在会幕上帝的同在当中逗留。
And Jesus always abode in His Father's presence.
而耶稣总是住在他父亲的同在当中。
He was always in the bosom of the Father, even when He walked on earth.
即使耶稣行在地上，他总是在父怀里。
And Jesus spiritually has made you and me to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
而在灵里面，耶稣基督已经使我们与他一同坐在天上。
Did you know you can be in two places at the same time?
你知道你可以一个时间同时在两个地方吗？
See, only if you realize you're a body, soul, and spirit.
只有当我们明白我们是灵魂体的结构的时候。
Because physically we walk here on this earth.
因为我们用肉身行在地上。
But spiritually, Jesus has made it possible for us to enter into the presence of God in heaven.
但是在灵里面，耶稣已经使我们能够在天上站在上帝的面前。
Because of our relationship with Jesus, we can enter the true holiest in the heavenly tabernacle by prayer.
也因为我们与耶稣的关系，我们可以经由祷告进入天上会幕真正的至圣所。
Powerful prayer promise.
这是非常强大的祷告的应许。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
在希伯来书说，弟兄们，我们经耶稣的血得以坦然，就是大胆的进入至圣所。
There's not power in your prayer because you've been so good today.
你的祷告有能力，不是因为你今天行得好。
There's power in your prayer because of the blood of Jesus.
祷告有能力是因为耶稣的宝血。
Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood to cleanse us from all our sins.
耶稣是在十字架上流血，洁净了我们所有一切的罪。
So the Bible tells us now there's no veil between us and God because of Jesus' sacrifice.
所以圣经告诉我们，因为耶稣的牺牲，在上帝跟人之间没有那层帐幕。
So spiritually, because of the blood of Jesus, you and I can come boldly into the very presence of God.
所以在灵里面，你跟我都可以大胆地来到天父的面前。
And it'll change your life when you realize the only reason you can come into the presence of God.
所以这是一个很强大的原因，让我们明白为什么我们可以来到上帝的面前。
Because Jesus shed His blood on the cross for all your sins.
是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为了我们的罪流了血。
There's power in the blood.
所以在他的血中有能力。
See, security is not in a place, but in God.
所以保障、安全不是在某个地方，而是在上帝的里面。
In the safest place in the world for you or me.
而世界上对你、对我来说最安全的地方。
Is to be in the center of the will of God for your life.
就是在你的人生是站在上帝的旨意当中。
See, God's will for your life and God's will for my life is not the same.
上帝对你的旨意和我的旨意是不一样的。
Some things are the same, but the details are going to be quite different.
有些事情是一样的，但是其中的细节会相当的不同。
And if you want to be in the safest place you can be in, you want to find out what God's will is for your life.And then live it out.
假如你要知道世界上最安全的地方，就是要去寻找到上帝在你人生中的旨意，然后去执行它。
Even if God called you to Afghanistan, you'd be safer there in His will than you would be here out of His will.
即使上帝呼召你去阿富汗是出于他的旨意，那么你在阿富汗会比在美国更安全。
Okay. Three clues that you have an intimate relationship with God.
与上帝有亲密关系的三个线索。
Okay. Here's verse 2.
第二节。
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨。
My God, in Him will I trust.
是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Okay. Now, when you flee from an enemy, where do you take refuge?
当我们逃避敌人的时候，我们到哪里去避难呢？
Right. Is the Lord really your refuge?
耶和华上帝是我们的避难所吗？
When you encounter some danger, some enemy, and you have to flee, Where or who do you run to?
当我们遇到敌人想要躲开的时候，我们会躲到哪里去呢？或者躲到谁那里去呢？
Is the first place you go to the presence of God in prayer?
你首先去到的地方是不是借着祷告到上帝面前呢？
Or are you looking for security somewhere else?
还是在别处寻找安全？
When you stand up and fight evil forces, what's your fortress?
我们对抗邪恶势力的时候，我们的山寨是什么？
See, sometimes we got to stand up against what's wrong, what's evil.
有的时候我们必须对抗那些错的、邪恶的事情。
Especially today with all this political correctness that is so opposite God's word.
特别是今天所谓的政治正确，那么的违反上帝的话语。
But when you stand up against all these immoral forces, what's your fortress? What do you rely on?
当我们面对所有不道德的山寨的时候，我们依靠的是什么呢？
Is it really God, or is it your own wisdom, or?
真的是上帝吗？还是我们自己的智慧，还是其他
？We have to say the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
我们必须说，上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的山寨。
Whether flight or fight, who do you trust most?
不论躲避或是对抗，我们最信任的是谁呢
？If He's really your God.That's who you worship more than anything else in life.
假如他真正是你的上帝，那么你敬拜他会超过任何事情。
Okay. So here's two more conditions: is God your refuge and God your fortress?
所以另外两个条件，第一，上帝是你的避难所吗？他是你的山寨吗
？It's easy to make him that.
好，很容易使他作为这些。
Just make him the first place you run to.When you're in trouble.
所以，当我们遇到麻烦的时候，第一个要奔向的就是我们的神。
Here's a great illustration of this.
我有个很好的比方。
And the reason I specifically said you'd be safer in Afghanistan in God's will than here out of God's will.
这就是为什么我刚刚说你在阿富汗在上帝的旨意当中会比在这里更安全。
These two Christian sisters had a call of God to go to Afghanistan when it was under Taliban rule.
这两位姐妹，上帝呼召她们去到阿富汗，那个时候是塔利班在执政。
And of course, as Christians, they went to preach the gospel and they showed the Jesus film.
她们去到那里放映耶稣影片。
They were arrested shortly before 9/11.
在911爆发之前，很快的时间，她们就被逮捕了。
Somehow the Taliban found out they were showing this Jesus film and leading people to Christ.
因为塔利班发现他们在放射耶稣的影片，带领人信耶稣。
Now they knew the dangers of going to Afghanistan.
当然，他们去阿富汗就知道自己会有危险。
But they were very clear in knowing that they were called of God to go.
但是他们非常清楚是上帝呼召他们去。
They ended up being prisoners for over 100 days.
结果他们被关了100天。
In the middle of that time, 9/11 occurred here in the U.S.
那在那一百天当中，美国就发生了911事件。
And as you know, we declared war in Afghanistan.
所以我们跟阿富汗开战。
So their lives were in great danger of the Taliban.
所以他们的生命在塔利班的治理下相当的危险。
But when I was reading through this book, one of the things that jumped out at me.
但是当我读这本书的时候，有一件事情就是跳出来了。
When they were prisoners,
当他们还是被囚在监狱里的时候，
they would have their own private prayer time every day, and then group corporate prayer every day.
他们有自己个人私下的祷告，也有群体在一起的祷告。
They would hold their own worship service in the morning and another one at night.
他们早上会有崇拜，然后晚上又有崇拜。
And it wasn't just because there's nothing else to do.
好，不是因为没什么事可做。
is because God was their refuge and their fortress in this time of danger.
因为在这个危险的时刻，上帝就是他们的避难所，是他们的山寨。
They even wrote their own songs. They'd read a psalm that seemed so relevant to their situation, and they'd write a song of it, and then they'd sing it in their worship.
有的时候，他们读到诗篇里面的字句，就是说：“哎呀，这个诗篇对我们来说，这个情况正好符合。”所以他们就根据这些经文写了诗歌，然后敬拜的时候来唱。
And they were rescued against all odds by special forces.
所以在非常不可能的情况下，被特种部队营救出来。
And it was before we had won the war. They thought they would be killed by the Taliban once war was declared.
他们非常担心在那个时候可能会被塔利班给杀死，但是还美国还没有赢得这个战争的时候，他们就被解救出来。
But they were rescued in the middle of the night.
在夜间被拯救。
Probably on the last day they could have been rescued.
可能就是最后一天可以被拯救的那个时刻。
And apparently we had a quite different government at that time, and we need to pray for all the Americans and other people who need to be rescued out of the hands of the Taliban again today.
那个时候的政府跟今天不一样，所以我们要祷告，目前还存留在阿富汗的一些美国人或是其他人能够被解救出来。
I don't know if you know, but the church has declared today a special day of prayer.
那教会已经宣告说，今天是为阿富汗特别祷告的主日。
Prayer for Afghanistan.
为阿富汗来祷告。
Because many people who have worked in Afghanistan the last 20 years fully believe it is possible the Taliban will kill every Christian they can find.
因为在塔利班过去20年，因为各种原因去那里工作的人，他们非常的相信。说塔利班会危害到他们的性命。
The same God that watched over them can still watch over everybody else who's in Afghanistan.
那位眷顾这两位姐妹的上帝，今年还是一样，可以眷顾目前还在阿富汗的一些人。
But what we learn is meet the conditions and you experience the promises.
那我们学习的到的就是我们要符合这个条件，然后我们就会经历这些应许。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗。
And from the noisome pestilence.
和毒害的瘟疫。
Two dangers.
两个危险。
Okay. Now, Heather Mercer, one of those two ladies in Afghanistan.
那两个在阿富汗的妇女当中，其中一位叫做 Heather。
One night she was going to sleep while she was a prisoner.
在被关到监狱里的时候呢，有一天晚上要睡觉了。
The lights were out. She felt like she had a string in her mouth.
那个灯灭了，但她发觉好像嘴巴里有一条线。
So she starts pulling it. She pulls it out. It felt really long.
然后她把这条线拉出来，越拉越长。
She threw it on the ground. Then she turned on her flashlight to look at what that was.
她把这条线丢到地上，然后把手电筒打开，说到底是什么东西。
Turned out it was a 10-inch-long worm.
结果是十寸长的一个毛虫。
To me, that's a noisome pestilence.
对我来说，那是非常毒害的瘟疫哈。
But they knew they had worms, and they had taken medicine to kill the worms.
他们知道那个水里面有虫，但是他们也吃了药来杀这些虫。
And when they came back to the state, she asked her doctor, did he think it was because of the medicine that the worm came out?
那他回到美国之后问医生说，是不是因为我吃的药，这个虫就跑出来了？
No, he said it was probably you just had so many they had no place to go except come out. Yeah.
那医生说不是哈，可能你身体里有这么多虫，后来他没地方可去，就从嘴巴里跑出来。
See, these promises don't mean you're never going to have a problem.
那这些应许不是说你不会有任何的问题。
But it does say, surely he shall deliver thee.
但是他说他必救你。
Fear brings a snare.
恐惧也带来网罗。
That's why one of the purposes of this psalm is to help remove our fears.
这就是这篇诗的一个目的，就是把惧怕挪开。
See, Satan uses fear to keep us in bondage to his will instead of God's.
因为撒旦常常利用惧怕使我们受捆绑于他，去做他要我们做的事情，而不是上帝要我们做的事。
Yeah. Joshua overcame the snare of Balaam's sexual trap while many in Israel fell.
我们在民数记读到约书亚胜过了巴兰关于性方面的陷阱，而许多以色列人却失败了。
Remember, Balaam couldn't curse Israel.
因为上帝不准巴兰去咒诅以色列人。
So he counseled them to send the prostitutes into Israel to get them to commit immorality, and then God would judge them.
所以他就出了一个主意，要把这些妓女送到以色列人的营帐当中，使他们犯罪，让上帝来审判他们。
Joshua never fell for that snare.
但是约书亚没有落入到这个陷阱当中。
Jesus defeated every snare of Satan and of Israel's religious leaders.
那耶稣也击败撒旦以及所有以色列宗教领袖的网罗。
And you and I have to overcome sexual snares.
你跟我都必须胜过性方面的网罗。
Snares of false teachers.
假教师的网罗。
And oddly enough, the snare of riches.
还有就是财富的网罗。
All these things can entrap us so we can't.Do the will of God.
这些事情都会使我们深陷陷阱，没有办法执行上帝的旨意。
And if you get caught in these snares, you can't claim these promises.
但是当我落入这些网络之后呢，我们就没有办法宣告这些应许。
Now, what is the key to overcoming the snares of both men and devils?
那胜过人跟魔鬼各种网罗的关键是什么呢？
It's the same key for Joshua, Jesus, and us.
这个关键对约书亚。耶稣和我们都是一样的。
Okay, Joshua was filled with the Spirit.
约书亚被圣灵充满。
The Spirit of God.
上帝的灵。
Jesus, of course, was filled with the Spirit of God.
耶稣也被上帝的灵所充满。
And you and I need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
那你跟我也需要被上帝的灵充满。
In fact, in Ephesians 5, we're commanded to be filled with the Spirit of God.
事实上，在以弗所书第五章吩咐我们要被圣灵充满。
And it gives you four conditions to be filled with the Spirit.
他给你四个能够被圣灵充满的条件。
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
第一个就是要彼此用诗歌、颂词、灵歌互相对说。
Yeah, spiritual talk, not dirty jokes.
就是讲一些属灵的话语，而不是讲一些肮脏的这个笑话。
Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord.
好在心里哈，歌唱称颂主。
Be filled with the Spirit, you got to sing.
然后要被圣灵充满，我们要唱歌。
Even if you sing like me, you still got to sing.
即使你们像我一样唱歌，还是要唱。
And then it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那还有就是要奉主耶稣的名，随时随事凡事向主耶稣感谢，向上帝感谢。
In every circumstance, you've got to find something you can be thankful for to be filled with the Spirit.
在任何境况当中都能够找到值得感恩的事情，才会继续被圣灵充满。
And the fourth condition, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord.
那最后就是因为出于对主的敬畏，我们能够彼此顺服。
See, we all need to be under authority.
我们都需要在某个权柄之下。
Okay.That's the key to overcoming snares.
这就是能够胜过网罗的关键。
And of course, we basically do those four things to be filled with the Spirit every time we get together to worship.
我们每次来崇拜的时候，我们都做以上的那个四件事情。
Now Joshua was saved from the pestilence of plague and leprosy.
那约书亚从瘟疫和麻风当中获救。
And Jesus proves He is Lord by healing all pestilence and leprosy.
那耶稣医治所有疾病和麻风，证明他就是耶和华。
And if you're alive today, you have been saved from countless pestilences.
我想，倘若我们今天还活着，哈，我们躲过了许多的疾病。
Maybe some of them you were aware of, but many of them you probably weren't.
有些你可能知道经历过，有些你可能自己都不知道。
How many times?Did we almost get sick but not get sick, and we'll never know about it till we get to heaven?
那有的时候有多少次我们好像会生病了，但是我们却没有病倒。那只有到天上我们才知道。
God has designed our bodies to save us from so many dangerous germs, and we're totally unaware what's going on all the time in our body.
上帝设计我们的身体能够对抗这么多的这些细菌，有的时候我们自己都不清楚。
But here's the thing, eventually the time of our departure will come.
但至终我们离开的时刻会来到。
There's a time when we all got to die.
有一天我们都会死亡。
God told Moses, it's time, Moses.
好比上帝对摩西说，现在你的时间来了。
In Timothy, Paul knew the time of his departure was coming.
在提摩太书里面，保罗也知道他离开世界的时候到了。
And Peter knew the time of his departure was coming.
彼得也知道他离开的时候到了。
We can't get mad because someone dies.
我们不能因为某个人死亡了而觉得很发怒。
We can't say, oh, the promises failed because someone dies.
我们不能说上帝的应许落空了因为某个人死了。
Whether I live or whether I die, I live or I die unto the Lord.
因为圣经说不管或活或死我都是为了上帝的荣耀。
None of us knows when our time is.
我们没有人知道自己确实的时间是什么时刻。
That's why it's so important to make sure you're ready and be at peace with God.
就是我们必须随时准备好与上帝之间有和平。
But until that time comes, you can claim the promises.
但是直到那个时刻来临之前，我们都可以宣告上帝的应许。
An intimate relationship with God's word maintains our intimate relationship with God.
与上帝话语有亲密的关系，能够维持我们与上帝有亲密的关系。
Okay. Now, here's verse 4.
第四节。
Under his wings shalt thou trust.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
他的真理是大小的盾牌。
Now this is what we call Hebrew poetry.
这就是我们所谓的希伯来的诗词。
The two lines are parallel.
这两个句子是彼此平行的。
So under his wings I will trust. Well, what does it mean to be under his wings?
在他的翅膀底下我要信靠，这是什么？就是怎么信靠呢？
Well, the next line tells us.
那下一句就告诉你。
His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
他的真理是你大小的盾牌。
Okay.Now, Jews understood his wings to refer to the tzitzit.
那犹太人明白他的翅膀指的是衣服下端四角边缘的坠子。
Everyone who goes to Israel, I think, buys one of these.
每一个到有以色列人，我想都会买一件这个祷告披风。
This is a Hebrew prayer shawl.
这是犹太人的祷告披风。
And this is what they call the tzitzit.
下面的坠子就是所谓的 tzitzit.
Now, the interesting thing is they're knots.
在上面打了结。
That are tied in such a way that it symbolizes the 613 laws in the books of Moses.
它打结的方式就象征出妥拉摩西律法中的613条。
So it would remind every Jew of God's word, His whole word.
所以这个打这个结就会提醒犹太人上帝每一句话。
And in Hebrew, they're called wings. This was called a wing.
那在希伯来文里面，这个坠子就被称作是翅膀。
It's also called a tzitzit in Hebrew. Okay. Now a Jew considered himself literally under God's wings when he put on his prayer shawl or wore these garments underneath his shirt.
犹太人认为，当他披上这个特别的衣服的时候，就是祷告披肩的时候呢，他就是在上帝的翅膀之下。
See, if you were Jewish, these verses are very literal and very powerful.
所以，假如你是犹太人，读这个诗篇的话，那是按照字义的意思来说，他们非常的明白。
And Jews entered into the secret place when they put the prayer shawl over their head and prayed.
所以，当犹太人披上这个有罪子的祷告披肩的时候，去祷告的时候，他们就是进入那个隐秘之处。
Literally, they're covering themselves with God's word.
事实上，他们是用上帝的话语把整个人盖住。
And Jews don't close their eyes when they pray, right? Because they're in the secret place. They kept their eyes open, and they would look at God's word while they're praying.
所以犹太人祷告的时候呢，他们眼睛不是闭着的，因为他们的眼睛是睁开的，看着神的话来祷告。
Okay. Literally, they put on the word of God.
所以他们把上帝的话语穿戴上。
Jesus literally fulfilled prophecy by coming with healing in his wings.
而耶稣翅膀下有医治的到来，实际上就应验了预言。
Right in Malachi it says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings."
马来基书四章二节说：“但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，他的翅膀有医治之能。”
See that.Lady we read about who understood that prophecy because she realized what the wings were.
那位被关的姐妹，她明白上帝的翅膀是什么，因为她经常把自己浸润在神的话语当中。
And somehow by faith she knew Jesus was a fulfillment of this promise in Malachi.
而且她知道耶稣就应验了马拉基书这一句话。
And she fought through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment, just to touch his wings.
哦，就是那位血漏的妇人，她就是摸了耶稣衣裳的坠子，她就是摸了上帝的翅膀。
And when she touched it, she was healed of a disease she had been sick with for 12 years.
所以当她一摸到那个坠子的时候，她病了十二年的血漏就得了医治。
Symbolically, she was touching the word of God.
所以象征性来说，她是触摸了上帝的话。
Faith in God's word is powerful.
所以相信神的话带来巨大的能力。
Both his wings and his truth point us to God's word.
所以他的翅膀跟他的真理都将我们指向上帝的话语。
And the tzitzit knot symbolize the 613 laws.
那坠子的结就象征妥拉中的613条律法。
So the fact that the Jews wore them every day.
那犹太人每天穿戴它的时候。
Symbolize their intimate relationship with God's word.
象征他们与上帝话语的亲密关系。
And if they were really spiritual Jews, they literally tried to memorize that word.
那假如他们是很有灵性的犹太人的话，那他们会背记上帝的话。
His truth is a clear reference to God's word.
所以他的真理明白指向上帝的话。
Making it our shield and buckler means we wear it as our armor in battle.
用它做我们大小的盾牌，就是指在战场上穿上它作为军装。
When people attack you because you're not politically correct,
所以当别人因为你不是政治正确来攻击你的时候，
What's your armor to protect yourself?
你保护自己的军装是什么呢？
The only real armor is going to be God's truth, God's word.
好，唯一的军装就是上帝的真理。
Don't argue from your own mind, argue with God's truth.
不要用理智来跟他们争辩，而是要用神的话语。
Something every Christian must do.
每位基督徒必须如此行。
Okay. An intimate relationship with God and His Word enables us to triumph over fear.
与上帝和他的话语有亲密的关系，使我们有胜过惧怕的力量。
And these days, it's so easy to fall victim to fear these days.
这些天来，很容易就成为惧怕的受害者。
And we have both visible and invisible fears.
我们有看得见与看不见的惧怕。
Represented by day and night in this psalm.
用白天跟夜晚来代表。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Thou shalt not be afraid.
你必不怕。
For the terror by night.
黑夜的惊骇。
Nor for the arrow that flies by day.
或是白日飞的箭。
Nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫。
Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
或是午间灭人的毒病。
Okay, there is apparently a true story. Mother asked her daughter to go out on the patio at night. It was already dark, and she said, "Honey, would you please go get the broom for mommy?"
有一次，一个母亲要她的女儿在天黑的时候到外面去拿扫把。
And a little girl said, "Mommy, it's dark out there. I'm afraid to go out there."
小女孩就说：“妈妈，外面好黑呀，我很怕出去。”
And she said, "Honey, there's nothing out there. You don't have to be afraid of the dark."
妈妈就说：“好，外面没什么呀，你不应该这么怕黑。”
So, well, maybe there's a wolf or a coyote or something out there.
她说有一只狗或是狼会在外面。
She said, "There's nothing out there. After, in fact, Jesus is out there. You can go out there. It's perfectly safe."
他说外面没有这些哈，事实上耶稣在外面，你到外面去绝对安全。
So the little girl, she opened the door a little bit and sticks her hand out.
所以这个女孩子就把门打开，然后把手伸出去。
And she says, "Jesus, would you please hand me the broom?"
耶稣，你把扫给递给我好不好
？Okay. Difference between a childlike faith. And a mature adult faith.
好，小孩的信心跟成年人的信心是不一样的。
One knows by faith.
一个是凭信心知道。
The other one still hasn't experienced enough to trust God.
好，另外一个的经验还不够去相信上帝。
A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。
So in other words, you might be in the midst of some incredible danger.
换句话说，或许你正处在一个非常非常强大的危险当中。
People might be dying all around you.
在你四周的人都死去了。
But if you meet the conditions, you can claim the promises.
但是假如你符合条件的话，你可以宣告这个应许。
Now here's something. There is no escaping the arrow of God if you make him your enemy.
假如我们把上帝当作我们的仇敌的话呢，我们躲不过他的箭。
Ahab is killed by an arrow shot by chance because God said you're going to die, Ahab.
亚哈王被突发的箭射中身亡。
And Ahab even disguised himself so nobody would know he was the king.
亚哈甚至假装穿上别的衣服来假装说他不是这个王。
So nobody was coming after him in battle.
所以在战场上没有人追他。
But then we're told one soldier took a bow by chance and just let an arrow go.
但是有一个士兵就是拿了他的弓箭往上射。
And Ahab had plenty of good armor on.
亚哈也穿了军装。
But that arrow supposedly shot by chance found one of the few places it could have gone through and killed him.
但是这个箭就是射中了亚哈可以。受伤的地方。
Don't make God your enemy, because there is no hope if you make God your enemy.
所以不要使上帝变成你的敌人哈。假如上帝是你的敌人的话，你就是没有希望的。
But another king, Josiah, who was a godly king.
那另外约西亚也是背叛了上帝。
But he rebelled against God.
他背叛了神。
God said, "Don't go to battle."
神告诉他说不要上战场。
But he went to battle anyway.
但他还是去了。
And he also was wounded by an arrow.
他也是被箭射伤。
Make God your friend, not your enemy.
所以我们要使上帝做我们的朋友，不是做我们的仇敌。
And then you don't have to be afraid about anything.
你就不用惧怕任何事情。
Intimacy with God makes us immortal until it's our time to go home.
与上帝亲密呢，使我们死不了。直到要回家的时刻。
Think about that. I love that. When I first
我们想一想
啊。It's a new creation. You're immortal until God says, "Okay, Ray, it's time for you to come home now."
我们死不了，除非上帝说现在你该回家了。
As long as I don't do something stupid like drive down the freeway at 150 miles an hour.
只要我不做一些愚蠢的事，好像在高速公路上每小时开115公里。
Again, the safest place to be is in the center of the will of God, right?
再一次哈，最安全的地方就是在神的旨意当中。
Now I'm sure everyone here can look back on your life and discover times where you could have died.
我想我们每个人哈回顾我们的生活的时候呢，或许都会发现，有些是我们可能死去的时刻。
I have plenty.
我自己就有好多。
Some I was being stupid.
有些是因为自己笨。
But the first one I really remember.
但是我记得的第一个是。
We were playing golf.
我们打高尔夫球。
And you know when someone yells four, right? You're supposed to.Go down and look around.
所以有人当有一个人说要计分的时候呢，你应该躲下来。
And we heard four.
好，我听到四。
I carelessly, well, put my hand on my head, right?
所以我就把我的手放到头上。
You know what happened?
后来发生什么呢
？That ball hit right on my hand.
那个球正好打到我的手上。
And I heard the group of four of it had shot that ball.They thought I was going to die. Yeah.
那个四个人那个打这个球的人呢，以为我会死掉。
So when they got to the green,
所以他们到那个绿林的时候
，You know me, right? I said, "You're lucky. I have such a hard head."
我说你们很幸运哈，我的脑壳很硬。
Okay, but you look at almost every famous Christian that God used in a mighty way, and there's some point in their life they could have died, but they didn't.
你们看看那些被神重用的一些基督徒，好，在他们人生当中某个时段呢，他们很可能就是会死了，但是他却没死。
The early church triumphed over the fear of death.
那早期教会胜过死亡的惧怕。
Okay. See, they knew where they were going when they left their physical body.
他们知道自己肉身死的时候会去哪里。
Do you?
你知道吗
？See if you do and you know you're going to be with God, you're not afraid to die, shouldn't you?
假如我们知道，而且我们知道会去上帝那里，那我们就不惧怕死亡。
Most people say I'm afraid of pain. I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm afraid of pain.
许多人说我不是怕死，我是怕痛。
Well, that's another sermon. We'll do that some other time.
我下次另外讲一篇这个道。
Okay.So, because they knew where they were going, they didn't fear the pestilence, the terror, or the destruction.
因为他们知道死后会去哪里，所以不害怕瘟疫、惊吓或是毁灭。
They knew they might be martyred in the will of God.
他们知道在上帝的旨意当中，他们可能会殉道。
But they had a promise from Jesus: not a hair of their head would perish.
但是耶稣有个应许说，他们连一根头发也不损坏。
Now, some recent studies on why the church grew so fast from the time of Jesus.
最近有一篇研究，就是说在耶稣那个时代，教会为什么成长得这么快。
There were two huge plagues in Rome.
那个时候在罗马有两个很重大的瘟疫。
One in 160 AD and another one in 250 AD.
一个是六十年，一个是二百五十年的时候。
They estimate that about 30% of the population died in those plagues.
他们估计当时30%的人口在这两个疫情当中都过世了。
COVID is nowhere near that.
但是新冠病情呢，根本还不到那个地步。
You see, most of the pagans, they just flee. They just tried to run away from the plague.
那许多异教徒碰到瘟疫的时候，他们最即刻做的事情就是赶快逃。
But the Christians were different.
但是基督徒的反应不一样。
See, they weren't afraid to die.
他们因为他们不怕死。
And when all the pagans run away, they even left family members behind who were sick.
所以当这些异教徒开始逃离的时候呢，甚至家里的病人都被留下来了。
And it was the Christians that saw an opportunity to minister to these sick and dying people.
那就是基督徒们看到去服侍这些病得快要死的人的这个机会。
Some medical experts say, you know, if you just got basic care, you'd probably save about 30 to 40% of the people that otherwise died because they were abandoned.
那医学专家们的报告就是说，假如我们给一个病人最基本的营养疗、复疗、复原，那其中30%-40%的人就会复原而不会死亡。
So even though these Christians weren't doctors, they probably saved about 30% of the people they ministered to.
所以即使这些基督徒们不是医生，他们对这些病人跟快要死人的照顾，至少拯救了30%-40%的人。
Yes, and many Christians did die, but many Christians also survived because they were ministered to.
那许多基督徒当然也过世了，但是许多基督徒还活下来，他们也继续服侍人。
And many, obviously, it was a miracle God kept them alive.
所以神使他们活着，基本上就是一个奇迹。
But imagine the impact that had on the whole society.
想想他们这样的行为对整个社会的冲击。
The only people that didn't abandon me when I was the sickest were the Christians.
当我最病的时候，没有丢下我的人是基督徒。
And because of that, I'm alive today.
也因为如此，我今天活着。
Do you think they wanted to know about their God, Jesus?
你想他们会想要知道耶稣基督是谁吗？
Yeah, and they now they know those were probably two of the biggest boosts in the population of Christians throughout the entire empire.
所以他们就说，在六十年跟两百五十年发生的瘟疫，也就是基督教成长最快的时候。
They were willing to take risks no one else would take because they had lost their fear of death.
他们愿意承担别人所不愿意承担的危险，因为他们不惧怕死亡。
And as some of them said, they knew if they did die ministering to people like this, they would get a martyr's crown.
有些人知道，就是假如我愿意这样去服侍人而死亡的话呢，有一天上帝会给我一个殉道者的冠冕。
Well, it makes a big difference in how you live.When you're not afraid to die.
所以当我们不怕死的时候呢，我们的人生会活得很不一样。
CDC list of underlying conditions leading to death when you get COVID is good to know these.
好，我们很需要知道这些，就是说 CDC 对导致死亡的底层情况列出一个清单。
Makes you wonder why they don't directly deal with these issues, so you could be healthier and more people survive.
是我们不知道为什么政府不会直接。解决这些问题，让我们来对抗这个疫情。
So the first three are physical, easily changeable.
第三个是身体上的，而且很容易去改变的。
But number 8 and number 11 were anxiety and fear.
但是第八跟第十一是焦虑、惧怕。
And then depression.
还有抑郁症候。
Almost 100,000 people died of each of those.
而且每一个其中大概都是10万个人死亡。
In other words, if they hadn't feared so much, they probably would have survived the COVID.
换句话说，假如他们不那么怕的话呢，他们或许就胜过了这个疫情。
Some of the statisticians figured it out. You had a 26% greater chance of dying if you were afraid of getting COVID.
啊，有些统计的人说哈，你假如害怕这个新冠疫情的话呢？会导致你死亡率提高的就是26%。
One of the purposes of this psalm is to teach you how you can lose needless fear.
所以这个诗篇教导我们的一个真理就是，我们不必要的惧怕，不要去害怕。
We are responsible to pursue intimacy with God to reap its rewards.
我们有责任追求与上帝亲密来收获奖赏。
You'll be secure in the final judgment.
在最终审判的时候，我们有保障。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
你唯亲眼观看见恶人遭报。
Often it's the wicked that persecute Christians.
经常是那些恶人在逼迫基督徒。
But you're going to get to see their reward someday.
但是有一天你会看到他们的下场。
Corinthians says, "Do you not know that we're going to judge the world?"
哥林多说告诉我们，你不知道吗？有一天我们会审判世人。
We're going to be at the white throne judgment, not to be judged, but to watch the judgment.
我们会站在白色大宝座前，不是受审判，而是观看那些被审判的人。
And why won't you have to worry at the final judgment?
为什么在最后末日大审判的时候，我们不用担心呢？
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
因为耶和华是我的避难所，我们已将至高者当作我们的居所。
In other words, you're a person who loves to spend time in God's presence.
换句话说，你是一个喜欢在神的面前花时间的人。
Intimacy with God brings us into an intimate relationship with the unseen spiritual world.
与上帝有亲密的关系，带来与看不见的属灵世界的亲密关系。
Okay, verse 10.
第十节。
There shall no evil befall thee.
祸患必不临到你。
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
因为他要使你的天使来护卫你在你一切所行的路上。
They're going to bear thee up and watch over thee.
他们要用手托着你。
Now Satan does everything he can to get you to misuse the promises of God.
撒旦尽其所能的使我们错用上帝的应许。
In fact, Satan quotes this verse in Psalm 91.
事实上，撒旦引用了这个九十一篇的这节经文。
To tempt Jesus to avoid the cross, to avoid suffering.
来试探耶稣去躲避十字架，躲避苦难。
But Satan ignores the context which prophesies his own crushing defeat.
但是撒旦却忽略了宣告他自己溃败的预言。
Because the next verse says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder."
因为他下一节就说你要踩在狮子和毁蛇的身上。
The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
Now Jesus knew this, and we do too.
那耶稣知道，我们也知道。
The lion is a type of Satan.
狮子是撒旦的预表。
The adder, a snake, is a type of Satan.
毁蛇也是撒旦的预表。
The dragon is a type of Satan.
龙也是撒旦的预表。
And Jesus knew that next verse and knew he came to crush Satan.
耶稣知道这下一句话，因为他来就是要击退撒旦的作为。
He had to be careful of these false religions and false cults that'll quote some scriptures that.They use for their own purposes, but ignore the others, so you will misuse them.
所以我们要非常小心一些假教师或是这些异端，他们只会摘取某些经文，而不是把全面的真理告诉你。
Okay, we have comprehensive security in the Lord.
我们在耶和华里面有完整的保障。
From the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
我们不会受捕鸟人的网罗或毒害的瘟疫。
From the terror by night and from the arrow by day.
没有夜间的惊吓或白天的飞箭。
From the pestilence and from the destruction of noonday.
不会受瘟疫的搅扰或是午间灭人的毒病。
When thousands and ten thousands fall at our side.
当千人与万人扑倒在你旁边。
From evil and from any plague.
神会使我们离开罪恶或任何瘟疫。
This psalm offers us comprehensive security if we will meet the conditions.
所以这个诗篇把上帝完整的保护赐给我们，假如我们符合这些条件。
And we'll be saved from all these spiritual enemies, these unseen evil spirits.
我们也可以从所以看不见的仇敌里面得救。
Caution. Do you really love the Lord?
所以有一个提醒，一个警告，就是我们真的爱上帝吗
？Okay, verse 14.
第十四节。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
I will set him on high because he has known my name.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
So let me ask you, do you love the Lord? Do you really love Jesus?
所以我要问你，你爱主吗？你真的爱耶稣吗？
And how would someone looking at your life know you love him?
有人看到你的生活就知道你爱他吗？
Joshua was miraculously delivered his whole life.
约书亚一生奇迹式的蒙拯救。
So was Jesus until it was time to go to the cross.
耶稣也是一样，直到他上十字架的日子。
And God set Joshua on high.
上帝使约书亚成为代替摩西领导以色列人的领袖，将他高举。
And God set Jesus at His own right hand. Can't get any higher than that.
上帝也使耶稣坐在高天自己的右边，没有任何事更超过这个了。
And God will set us high in His millennial and eternal kingdom.
那上帝在千禧年国度还有永恒国度当中也会高举我们。
Great story about George Washington that most people have never heard.
有一个有关乔治华盛顿的故事是多数人不知道的。
True story, well documented.
这是一个真实的故事，有很多的记录。
Used to be taught in our public schools until 1934.
在1934年以前，美国公立学校都会教这个故事。
Now nobody knows about God's miracle work in our first president.
但是现在没有人知道上帝在美国第一任总统当中。生命当中所做的奇迹。
Washington was a man of faith.
华盛顿是一个有信心的人。
Experience in battle like Joshua.
他像约书亚一样，在战争当中经历了许多。
He was supernaturally delivered from death.
但是他从死亡当中奇迹般的获救。
And then God set him on high as our first president.
上帝高举他成为美国的第一任总统。
During the French and Indian War,
在法国跟印第安人战争当中
，the British sent 1,300 troops to go take a fort, which is now Pittsburgh.
那英国就裁判了1,300个士兵去要把这个匹兹堡拿下来。
And Washington was one of the leaders.
华盛顿是其中一个军官。
And they came under heavy attack 7 miles from the fort.
在匹兹堡前面的7公里，他们就受了很大的攻击。
The British, they're taught to fight, you know, out in the open in their red coats. They weren't taught how to fight behind trees.
那个时候英国人打仗就是明张目胆的，穿着红色的制服，然后就是公开的场合就是打开枪。
So for 2 hours,
不会躲在树林里。
For 2 hours, they were being slaughtered.
所以2个小时他们就被屠杀了。
Washington.Was on his horse. He had responsibility as a leader to ride back and forth and take the messages from the colonel and bring them to the others.
那华盛顿那时候担任的任务就是他骑在马上，要从这个将官里边把消息传给士兵们。
Okay. When Washington he survived. When he got back home, he was going to write a letter because he knew his family would have heard and would have been worrying. He was one of the dead.
所以战争完了之后，华盛顿活下来了，他就要写信给家人，因为他说家人一定会担心我，说我到底死了没有，还是活着。
He was the last out of about 60 colonels that were on horses. He was the last one left on a horse.
那个时候大概有60个上校骑着马，他是其中唯一一个活下来的。
But this is what he wrote in his letter in his own hand.
他用自己的笔在信中这么写道。
Said when he had taken off his jacket, he found 4 bullet holes through his jacket.
当他把外套脱下来的时候，他看到上面有4个子弹的枪口。
But he said yet not a single bullet had touched me.
但是没有一个子弹打到他。
There had been several horses shot out from under him, but each time he got up on another horse.
但是有几根马在他骑的时候呢被打伤了，但是他又起来跳上另外一只马。
He was the only.Colonel, not wounded.
他是唯一一个没有受伤的上校。
And he writes himself.
他自己写下来。
Says by the all-powerful dispensations of providence.
他说借着上帝全然的眷佑。
I have been protected beyond all human probability and expectation.
在人所有可能的范围还有期待之下呢，我被保护到。
15 years later, as he was going through the woods nearby,
那15年之后，他就去到当时打战的这个森林。
An Indian chief approached him and wanted to talk to him, and they met.
一个印第安人酋长说：“我要来见你。
”And the Indian chief told Washington.
这个酋长就跟华盛顿说
：“I was leading our people against you in that battle.
那个是我带领我的族人在跟你们作战。”
And I told all my braves, take aim at the men on horses.
我告诉我所有的族人，你们要开枪打那些在马上的人。
And he said, until you came, our rifles didn't know how to miss.
说直到你出现之前呢，我们这个长枪哈从来没有错失过任何一个骑马的人。
And after a while, he realized a power mightier than us was shielding you.
但是后来我们发现一个更超过我们的强大的能力在保护你。
And the Indian chief said, seeing you are under the special guardianship of the Great Spirit,
他说你是在这位伟大的这个灵的保护之下。
We immediately ceased firing.
所以我们就马上停止了开枪。
And I am come to pay homage to the man who is a particular favorite of heaven and can never die in battle.
我来就是要来尊崇这一位上天特别眷顾，而且在战场上死不了的人。
See, Washington had a similar experience to Joshua being supernaturally preserved in battle when he should have died.
所以华盛顿跟约书亚一样，在战争当中特别蒙上帝保守，他们可能都会死的。
Because of his faith in God protecting him, now you know why he was so courageous against all odds in our war for independence.
所以因为上帝对他如此奇迹般的护佑，这就是为什么他在美国独立战争的时候这么勇敢的打仗。
See, prayer activates our security when trouble surrounds us.
所以当四围麻环烦绕的时候呢，祷告就启动了我们的保障。
Verse 15, he shall call upon me. He shall call upon me.
他若求告我
and I will answer him.
我就应允他
I will be with him in trouble.
他在急难中我要与他同在
He doesn't always save us from the trouble. Sometimes he's with us in the trouble.
神不使我们脱离灾难，但是有时候他帮助我们在灾难当中
I will deliver him.
我要搭救他
Like he did Joshua, like he did Jesus, like he did George Washington.
神搭救了约书亚、耶稣还有华盛顿。
And like I'm sure he has saved your life at some point when you could have easily died.
我也相信在你可能会过死亡的那个时刻神搭救了你。
Prayer naturally flows out of an intimate relationship with God and is crucial for deliverance.
那祷告是上帝关系亲密的一个自然流露，而且是获得拯救的关键。
God answered Joshua's prayers.
上帝回应了约书亚的祷告。
God answered Jesus' prayers.
也回应耶稣的祷告。
God will hear any of our prayers according to His will.
他也会回应任何符合他旨意的祈求。
And we'll close with this.
好，我最后用这个故事来结束。
Washington was a man of prayer.
华盛顿是一个祷告的人。
Now this incident was first recorded in 1804.
这个故事呢，最早是1804年被写下来的。
Starting in the 1920s, liberals started criticizing it and.Our first president being seen in prayer.
但是从1920年开始呢，这个社交媒体就开始批评说我们的总统是一个祷告的人。
They don't have irrefutable proof. They can't prove it didn't happen.
他们没有不可驳斥的证据说这件事情没有发生。
We do have a lot of evidence that it most likely did.
但是我们却有很多的证据说这件事情极可能发生。
See that man I circled in red?
我这边圈的红圈圈的这个人，就是在树后面的那个人。
His name is Isaac Potts.
他的名字就是以撒波特。
And his house is still there in Valley Forge to this day. If you go as a tourist, you can go see Potts's house.
假如你去那里观光，就是 Valley Forge 这个地方观光的话呢，这个波特的房子还在那里。
He was a Quaker and apparently told his pastor who recorded this incident.
那他是一个贵格会的信徒，他把这个故事告诉他的牧师，而他的牧师将这个故事写下来。
Said as he was walking through the woods, he could hear a sound from far away, so he wanted to see what it was.
有一次他在森林当中走，就听到一个声音，所以他就往这个声音走近，看看到底是什么回事。
And he saw Washington's horse tied.
他看到华盛顿的马被绑起来。
Went a little further and he saw Washington on.
然后再往下走，就看到华盛顿在祷告。
Now we do know from other people that this was normally how Washington would pray. He would get on one knee and look up to heaven with his eyes open.
我们知道，根据其他人的记载呢，华盛顿通常祷告的姿势就是这样子，他会一个膝盖跪在地上，然后眼睛是张开的祷告。
And George Washington's stepson.
那乔治华盛顿的这个stepson.
Right. He recorded some details about this.
他也写了一些细节。
And he said he observed tears coming down Washington's face.
他说他看到华盛顿的眼泪一直流下来。
Crying out to God in heaven.
向天上的神呼求。
You and I are here today because God heard those prayers. You and I are here today because God heard. 你
跟我今天在这里，也在这里，就是因为上帝垂听了我们的祷告。
You might not be in America if the prayers of George Washington hadn't been answered.
假如华盛顿祷告没有蒙应允的话呢，我们可能都不在这里。
So we have some great promises here for these trying times.
所以在现在经过熬炼的时刻呢，我们有上帝很强大的应许。
And now you know FMI, they're only for you if you meet the conditions.
但是这些应许对你来说是真的，只有当你符合满足了这些条件。
But if you meet the conditions, there's nothing for you to fear.
假如你符合了这些条件，你就不用惧怕。
And you can.When you do feel afraid, like George Washington, cry out to God in prayer.
但是假如你惧怕的时候呢，就要像华盛顿一样，在祷告当中向上帝呼求。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Lord, what great.Amazing promises you give your people.
主啊，你给你百姓的应许是多么的伟大。
What amazing protection you supply us.
你也把多么奇妙的保护赏赐给我们。
And yet so often all we do is complain because we just don't meet the conditions and we say you didn't fulfill your promise.
许多时候我们没有符合你的条件，我们抱怨说你没有实践你的应许。
Lord, help us truly love you so we don't play the hypocrite or play games in our Christian life.
所以主求我们真的是专心爱你，好让我们不成为假冒伪善的基督徒。
Help us be a people of prayer.
帮助我们成为祷告的人。
Can bring the promises of heaven down to earth.
能够将天上的应许带到地上。
We can help win our generation to Christ.
可以帮我们这个世代赢得他们成为基督徒。
Like the early church,
就像早期的教会。
As we lose our fear of death,
他们不惧怕死亡。
Will not be afraid to minister people,
也不惧怕去服侍人。
No matter how dangerous the times might be,
不管那个时代会是多么的危险。
Help us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus,
帮助我们将眼睛定睛在耶稣身上。
The author and perfecter of our faith.
他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Help us dwell under the shadow of your wings and be conscious of it.
帮助我们住在你翅膀的荫下，而且时刻如此。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.